Welcome to the Striving Together podcast, a podcast for the Imago Dei Church family to help us follow Jesus together in the grace of his gospel. My name is Shane Shaddix. I have the privilege of serving as the discipleship pastor here at IDC, and I am joined by Christy Britton, who is our discipleship coordinator. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Shane.
How are you doing?
Lovely.
Excellent.
Lovely.
Excellent. Also in studio is the one and only Donnie Hollis, our engineer, producer, really the moneymaker here. He will not be talking, but we will do everything we can to coax him into speaking. So,
and that's not weird for me or Shane at all.
Definitely not. Just having Donnie stare at us the whole time. Excellent. Well, Christy, we are beginning with this episode, just kind of launching a new podcast for IDC. And this has been something that's been, we've been sitting on for a little while and finally trying to make it happen. So let me just kick off with the obvious question here of why a podcast? So when I just ask, why would it be worth it for a local church to do a podcast? What comes to your mind?
Why not? I mean, discipleship looks, it has a lot of different ways it can look, and it's always based on God's word. It's done in community with his people, but people are being discipled in a variety of ways. And so a podcast is a great way to jump into that space. I know I'm a busy mom on the road all the time in the car. I listen to podcasts all the time, and I can't be the only IDCer doing that.
Yeah.
So this is a great new space to get into where we can seek to know how do we follow the Lord through ..
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's huge. This is in the Lord's providence, a way that most people right now are being fed and challenged and grown. And so rather than just kind of sitting by the sidelines, one of the things we wanted to do was jump in and provide, take advantage of an opportunity to encourage this local church family to follow Jesus in the space that they are being discipled already. And also, like you said, it's one of the most convenient ways that we can actually receive information and scripture, et cetera. And so looking forward to speaking into that. So we've called this Striving Together. Philippians 1:27 says that only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come to see you or am absent, I may hear that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel.
And I love that.
Yeah, it's such a great verse to really encapsulate our desire to lock arms together and pursue Jesus together. So we thought that was a good kind of one-line summary of what we're trying to help ourselves do, help this church family do. We want to help people follow Jesus, but more specifically, we want to help this local church follow Jesus together and to be explicit about the gospel and the scriptures as we follow Jesus together. And so much of what we're going to be talking about is about not just topics that help individuals follow Jesus, but we're always going to have this eye towards how can we help one another follow Jesus in this, and how can we follow him together? So that's a kind of high-level purpose here. Let's talk about how this is going to work. Okay, so Christy, what's the plan moving forward?
Well, how it works is you can download episodes on Tuesdays.
Correct.
through your Apple podcast, whatever you subscribe to. You're going to want to subscribe to this one. And we will, this first week, you'll notice there's a few episodes, but going forward, there will probably be just the one. And then one a week will be the regular rhythm. We're going to have a variety of hosts, a variety of topics, a variety of guests, lay elders, staff elders, lay people, men and women. Like, we just want to take apart all these everyday issues that we're all thinking through biblically and say, how do we follow Jesus in this instance, in this way? And so this podcast is going to be very practical. We're going to discuss theology and apply it in everyday situations.
Yeah, that's good. As you mentioned, we're going to have various people in the church and connected to the church come and encourage us and challenge us. Just putting you on the spot here, Christy, who are you most excited to hear from in a future episode?
I feel like Donnie and Shane together discussing anything, me and my popcorn are here for this.
You're ready to go. You're going to be the instigator of exciting conversations.
I want to throw out some incredibly difficult and controversial question and then just watch you two go.
Excellent. Yes. All right. So let's talk a little bit more specifically about some of the stuff we're talking about. I mean, tracking along with what you're saying, we want to talk about all manner of things, following Jesus and following Jesus together. What are some things that we'll be talking about kind of come down the chute that you are excited to to discuss together and to hear other people talk about.
Yeah. When should I overlook a sin? Like, this is a very interesting topic. We're going to be talking about Advent. We're going to talk about, do Christians have to vote Republican? Is that a thing? Not controversial at all. We're going to talk about singleness. Mm. We're going to talk about parenting issues. Yep. I mean, anything practical every day. Those are some of the highlights for me coming up sooner than later.
No doubt. Yeah, we're going to have lots of things. I've been trying to think about this in really two directions. What we don't want to do is we don't want to move beyond the gospel. We don't want to go past, as Tony talks about, the big E on the I chart. We want to make sure we're always majoring on the core proclamation of what Christ is, or God has done for us in Christ. But one of the things that the scriptures give us is this picture that we, not moving past the gospel, but actually digging deeper into the gospel to understand the depths and the riches there, and then building upon it to figure out how does the gospel kind of work its way out into every aspect of our lives. And so we want to go in both of those directions. We want to dig into deep mysteries of the faith and say, what is this? How does this matter for us? But also want to say, okay, how does the gospel work its way out? And you talked about several areas about relationships that become difficult, or areas of faithfulness, whether it's work or politics, as you've mentioned. How can we care for our neighbors? How can we follow Jesus with faithful spirituality? Those kind of things, all of which fall into this category of us following Jesus. And then, as we mentioned, how do we do that together? How do we encourage one another, spur one another on in those things? So let's talk about a little bit about how this is going to function within the IDC church family. One of the things that, as we were processing and planning for this, we wanted to think about was who is this for? And as we talked, we definitely want to have an eye towards kind of outsiders, even as the scriptures talk about being aware that people are listening in. But the main audience for this is the Imago Dei church family. There's going to be some things that are just inside baseball. There are going to be some things that might not make sense if you're not a member of IDC. And
family time.
What's that?
Family time.
That's right. Yeah, this is an extension of our family time. And so we want to be unashamed about that and just say this is a conversation for, these are conversations for our church family. That being said, Christy, what are some of the ways that this can function in the life of IDC? How can something like this actually work its way out into the church family in a way that's going to be helpful?
Yeah, I mean, obvious application would be growth group discussion times. This would be good to further, you know, add to our discussion. I know I get together with women and we pray together, talk about scripture together. This would be another way to, hey, on this episode, we talked about this. Like, I hadn't thought about that particular topic through that lens. Like, I feel like organically through our just normal rhythms of conversations, we can be growing in what we're learning through this. And also, like, thinking through what's the further extensions of that as well.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know about you. Out of curiosity, how many times growing up in your church experience, how many times did your church gather for teaching?
Well, you know, there was training union,
right?
Sunday school.
Uh-huh.
It felt like a lot more like formal, organized teaching.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were in the Word quite a bit together.
I was the same way. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, 3, 4, maybe 5 times any given week.
Yeah. Oh, Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Like, that
right.
was a different thing. Uh-huh. I don't remember what it was, but we were there a lot.
I think it bounced around for me as well. Yeah.
Yes.
At least in that kind of church context, there are multiple times when mm-hmm. a church is sitting together under the teaching of God's word and the exhortation from the scriptures. For a variety of reasons, IDC has been very simple. We've got one main gathering that we sit under, and I hear people talking about that. Even last night, we had people at our house, and they were talking about the sermon that was preached and how it was helpful for them, all that kind of stuff. This can be, as you mentioned, just kind of casual. This would be another time when the church is sitting under the same teaching and exhortation, encouragement, and then let that kind of seep its way into our conversations, exhortation. As you mentioned, this would be a thing that we occasionally maybe encourage growth groups to talk about. Say, hey, everybody, listen to this topic. Maybe one of the pastors came on and just gave us a really clear instruction, mm-hmm. and we want to make sure everybody's heard that. And then how can we discuss that and encourage one another around that topic? So it'll be fun to see how various ways that we can spur on people to.
I'm even thinking, like, as a parent, like, extending the conversation at the dinner table with my teenagers.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, did y'all listen to the episode? Which they will.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Because mama will say, you should listen to this. But yeah, I think it's a great parent tool as well.
Cool. That's excellent. All right. I mentioned it. What about people who are not a part of IDC? How should they engage if they stumble upon this podcast? How should they engage?
Be our guest.
Are you going to sing for them?
Yeah, I won't break into song. Okay. I will spare you that. But yes, be our guest. Like, this is a family conversation, but, you know, all are welcome.
Yeah.
All are welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. Feel free to follow up, ask questions, ask your friends if you've got questions. But hopefully what you get, if you are not a member of IDC, is a sense of a body of believers who are seeking to follow after Jesus and build everything about their lives around Christ. And we'd love to talk with you about him. We'd love to talk to you about what it looks like to follow Jesus in the context of this or another local church. But we are going to, we're going to have to at times have some family conversations, as you said, and hopefully that will be something that encourages you to follow him more and doesn't alienate you. But we're also going to be, like I said, unashamed about the fact that this is a little bit of inside baseball here. All right. So I think that's a good quick introduction. Anything else, Christy, we haven't hit on that folks need to know?
I would just say this is a great, like, intentionality tool. Like, we are being influenced by TV, media, social things. I don't even know all the social things. My kids do. But we can have even further intentionality in what we allow, how we allow our minds to be influenced. And this is a great tool for that. We may not have, you know, training unit, Sunday school, all these different vehicles, but we do have the word and we do have community, and discipleship is best done within community. This is an extension of that. And so I think applying a little more intentionality to the way that we aggressively pursue what we're feeding into our minds every day, this will be a good space for that.
Especially for the questions that our brothers and sisters are running into. We're not trying to invent topics here. We're trying to speak to things that people are wrestling with as they follow Jesus.
I have questions, Shane.
Yeah. No doubt. And so hopefully we can encourage one another in that. Okay. Well, thank you, Christy. And looking forward to diving into this venture
yes.
together as a church family. Thanks for all your labors in this already. And brothers and sisters, we look forward to the next episode where we get to help one another follow Jesus.
Yes.
Thanks.